Now, I always know when summer is here for sure is when the Phoenix FM studio is graced by the lovely smile of Yvonne Kint. Now, if you don't believe me, you'll be able to see a picture of her on the website later on. And she's always smiling. It's nice to see you, Yvonne. Hello.
Thank you, Bob. Well, it's always a lovely welcome.
Well, thank you. Now, you're here again this year to tell us all about the Billericay Summerfest happening on Sunday. And that's being organised by the Billericay Mayflower Rotary Club, of which you are a part. I believe. Perhaps you could start off by telling us a little bit about the history of Summerfest and how it all went last year.
Well, yes, I think this is about its 9th or 10th year in its current organisation.
Right.
A fabulous day last year. We were lucky with the weather. Of course, it's a lot of it is weather dependent.
Of course, yeah.
You can organise as much as you like, but if the weather's not good, then it doesn't augur well for the success of the day.
No.
But last year, fantastic.
Right. Would you like to know the weather forecast for Saturday to Monday?
Let me guess. Go.
It's mainly dry through the weekend and early next week with sunny spells, hot inland, but less warm and sometimes cloudier near the coast with onshore breezes. No mention of rain or anything.
Well, that will suit us very
absolutely.
Well. Thank you.
Okay, now I know there's something for everybody to enjoy at the day together with the family and friends. So tell us a little bit about the attractions this year. Also, do you know what? I've jumped ahead, haven't I? I've jumped ahead because you haven't told us about last year yet. Tell us about last year.
Well, yes, a great success. Yeah. Big footfall, lots of people were there. I think we've always got to bear in mind, though, that as far as we're concerned, this isn't a fundraising event. This is almost entirely a community event that we put on for the community to bring their families and friends just to have a lovely day out. But even despite that, we still ended up making over £4,000, which we regarded as a result. Given it's a free entry, maybe more money could be made if we charge, but that's not what we're about.
No,
we're about putting on a community event.
Yeah, well, it's brilliant. I mean, that's still a large amount of money.
Yes, well, it's
isn't
useful,
it?
Isn't it? It's useful.
Okay. So what's coming up this year? Let's start with the attractions for the children, shall
we? Well, lots of attractions for particularly the younger children. We've got the usual fairground rides for them.
Yep.
Donkey rides, which are I think they're great. I love the donkeys. We've got bees. Someone coming
bees.
And giving a demonstration on bees. So I'm assuming they're going to bring a beehive and explaining how bees make honey for us. But the huge attraction, because it was immensely popular last year, Owls Are Us.
Ah,
I can't even believe I'm saying that, but yes. And it really is what it says on the box, just lots of beautiful, beautiful owls, tiny little ones, great big ones. And I understand the Harry Potter owl will be there.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? I can't remember.
I can't remember.
I'll get told off when I go home now.
So there'll be magic in the air, you see.
Yeah, incredible. Amazing. There's also an arena, isn't there, where you've got various displays going on.
There is. Well, there's an arena and a stage, Rob. We're catering for adult entertainment as well.
Right.
In the arena, which on stage, first of all, we start at 11 o'clock. That's when the opening speeches will be made.
Right.
And then we alternate. We'll have a stage act, then an arena act.
See.
But in the arena, we're starting off with Baylard Dance, which is a local Billericay dance group.
Right.
We've got the Brentwood Big Sing, which I'm told is really impressive. We have the Phoenix Dog Display Team. Which
right. Nothing to do
charming.
With us.
Nothing
no.
to do with you, no. unless you want to be there.
Yeah.
And then I suspect the highlight of the day is going to be the Kinetics Display Team.
Right. What's
now,
that exactly?
Well, this is a Witham-based group, but actually are known worldwide for their parkour, which is a word lots of people have asked me to explain.
Yes, please.
Parkour is when, we've seen it on the television, I think it started in France, where people jump from building to building.
Ah, yes.
That's
yeah.
parkour, or free running it's called
yes,
as well.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Team Kinetics provide displays of parkour, of acrobatics, and free running. And I've seen the photographs on the website. It's unbelievable.
I'm sure it
unbelievable.
Is,
unbelievable.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know how they defy gravity, basically.
Yeah, amazing.
So I'm hoping that's going to be a big attraction.
So they're
going to
be running across the police station roof in Billericay. Or
that's an idea.
Okay, brilliant.
Then, of course, we've got the classic car display, which, again, is hugely popular over 100 classic cars arrive at the site, and then at the end of the day, I think it's about 3:30, they make their way up to the arena, and it's a very, very nice affair, Then on stage, we've got, starting at 11 o'clock, we've got Bear Wire, a local group, Alice Reader and Jack Brewley, For the Love of Bob.
Oh, they're great. Yes, they're really good harmony group.
We've got Laurie Davidson, another local success. Fusion Acts and Blame Wayne.
Right.
Which I always do. But, So there's lots of entertainment. And in between that, of course, lots of stalls around the arena. Selling craft things. But the most important thing, I think, about the stalls is that it provides an opportunity for local charities and other local organisations to promote themselves and hopefully do some fundraising.
Yeah, fabulous.
So although we make some money, actually we don't really take into account what the other local charities make for themselves.
Yeah, well, it's a great all-round community event, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, there's one attraction for the adults that you haven't mentioned yet.
Would that be the beer tent?
It might be, yes. and a Pimm's tent as well,
and a Prosecco
tent.
So we're catering for all tastes.
That was
obviously very popular last year, given the weather.
Indeed. Mm. And as you say, there's lots of crafts, farmers, charity, community and trade stalls.
Yes.
Hot and cold food and drink Can you sort of give us an idea of the range?
Well, I think we've got... the burgers, we've got the I might as well say it, Hepburn's Meat. They support us every year, and their burgers and their sausages, absolutely to die for. They're delicious. So they'll be there. Lots of donuts, ice creams, you know, the sort of things you like to eat on a sunny Sunday afternoon.
I'm not going to be able to stay away from this, definitely not. Is there parking on site?
Free parking, yes. Lots of parking. It's never been an issue. People enter Sun Corner from the far end down the London Road, and there'll be stewards that will show you where to park.
Right.
So very easy parking and
free. Well, what a great day out for families. You know, I mean, times are hard, as we know. And, you know, if you're a family with a couple of children, you want to take them out for a day out, it gets really expensive, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
But it's absolutely free to go along. Mm-hmm. So how many people tend to attend each year?
Well, I mean, we really should have a clicker on the door to give us an idea, but rough estimates are about 8,000 people.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
wonderful. We should, of course, give a big shout out to all the volunteers that make this event possible.
Well, yes.
I expect it's a lot of hard work.
It is behind the scenes. We start planning for it before Christmas. The ops teams are there on the Saturday marking out pitches, putting up marquees. We have... people delivering hay bales to make the arena. So there's a lot of preparation that goes on beforehand. And I would just like to mention two other people that make it possible are our sponsors.
Oh, of course.
Yes, because they provide us with the ability to be able to buy in certain things, you know. And our two sponsors this year, our two platinum sponsors, are Billericay Brewing, who will also have a stall there.
Lovely.
A local microbrewery in Billericay, and Oakley Interiors. They're a shop on the high street, and they'll have a stall there as well.
Fantastic. Mm. Well done, and thanks to both of those sponsors. That's excellent. So, Billericay Town's sponsor? What am I talking? Rubbish. Billericay Town's popular Summerfest event is organised by the Billericay Mayflower Rotary Club. It's all taking place at Billericay Sun Corner, which currently is known as the Queen Elizabeth II Field, I believe.
Yeah.
On this Sunday, the 8th of July, it starts at 11 a.m. and goes through to about 5 p.m. There's something for everybody to enjoy the day together with the family and friends, and it's free. You can find out more on www.billericaysummerfest.com. Yvonne, thanks for coming in to tell us all about Summerfest. I hope it's a roaring success, and I'll probably see you in the beer tent on Sunday.
And look out for you, Bob.
Thank you. All right, that's Yvonne Kint from Billericay Mayflower Rotary Club.